we'd seen then that there was already naval boats around us closing in. And then we also had two Apache helicopters circle over top. Eventually, you know, one hovered over the top of our vessel, and then they trapezed down. There was about eight commandos, these Israeli commandos, that trapezed down, and then that chopper flew off, and the second one came by, and again another platoon kind of trapezed down. And you know, these guys had guns, they had machine guns, they had shotguns, and they also had snipers in the chopper pointing. There was laser, red laser dots on people's chests as well, while we were sitting down with our life jackets on, and we had our hands raised as well to show that we weren't being, you know, we didn't pose a threat. And we chose this. Some people chose to hum, and then we chose to in unison, we all said, you know, chanted that we're medics, we're journalists, and chanted that over and over again until they surrounded us and, you know, told us just to be quiet.
I know you said that you and others prepared for the possibility of being detained, but were you afraid during that time?
I think for the initial like interception, when we were kidnapped, when they were kind of first coming onto the boat and onto the ship, and they had their guns on us, I mean, I didn't really feel too afraid. I mean, it's because we were all there, we were all prepared, and we were there. I'd say if I was singled out, it'd be much different. I would feel a lot more scared. For sure, I did feel scared, but I didn't let it overwhelm me.
Tell us then, Fionn, about your time in the Israeli prison.
So once we reached Ashdod Port in occupied Palestine, we were taken off the ship, off the Conscience, one by one, and then we'd lock our arms behind our backs. They'd grab our neck and make sure that we wouldn't be able to see. And we kind of walked about 100 meters, and then we were forced onto our knees and told to stay there and not look, to not look around, not look up. And that was the same that happened with the Samud group as well. They had to stay for more than 6 hours on their knees. And we luckily were only there for an hour, and we were, didn't know what to expect at that point. And a woman, Noah, she was taken by her hair, pulled by her hair, and two of the Israeli female police kneed her in the chest or in the stomach as well. The Israeli police in the prison, they also used sleep deprivation tactics on us, where we were nearly on the hour, every hour, they'd constantly come to our prison cell doors, beat on the doors, open the doors, point the shotguns and the rifles at us with the laser lights and tell us to get up. We'd get up, and then suddenly they'd close the door again. So they were constantly doing that just to try and break us.
You're back home now, Fionn. I'm sure there's a mixture of emotions following what you went through.
Definitely. And I think, you know, after release from the Israeli prison, you know, there's quite a few of us that had gotten out at the same time, and some from the Samud group, the first wave that was intercepted. So it was great that we were able to meet up with them in Istanbul, in Turkey. So it was great that we were able to kind of, you know, all talk together and kind of see each other again, you know, after going through such a horrible experience.